You presented a bill we've seen from you before in this regard relating to higher education funding formula, which I think we're coming pretty close to a deadline on this.
Yes, Missouri is looking at performance funding for higher education. Some 30 other states across the country are doing that. And so the bill that was heard in the Senate Education Committee, Senate Bill 492, deals with performance funding for our 13 four-year public higher institutions across the state.
And this is something I think, though, the actual funding for these in this case, this is a new way of doing things or a different way of doing things?
What the bill says is that 90% of new money would be subjected to performance funding. It would be based on five standards that the universities themselves come up with, and that would be administered by the Department of Higher Education. 10% of new money would be dealing with issues of inequity, past funding that maybe wasn't fair to all the universities, so that will be 10%. What we're doing is saying that if there is new money in the state of Missouri for higher education, then 90% of that will be subjected to performance funding. I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think it's good for higher education.
The term itself is performance funding, which would sound like this is what it exactly is, and that is based on how these schools do. What are you hearing from opponents to this? What are their concerns?
Well, in the hearing that we had Wednesday in Senate Education, there was no opposition. That's certainly a positive step. I think if there's any detractors, it would be that maybe it should be more. Last year, we had a bill dealing with performance funding, and not only did we take into consideration new money, but we looked at 10% of existing money, the core budget money. And so if there were some detractors that maybe this bill is as strong as last year's. However, this was designed to get a bill passed. And I think it's very important that we put in state statute that we have performance funding, and we got off on a good step in the committee on Wednesday.
Something else you also mentioned during your bill presentation, and that was there's a similar version to this introduced or maybe yet to be introduced in the House. Is it kind of a test of time, as it were, to see which one of these bills makes it first?
My colleague in the House, Representative Mike Thompson, who chairs the House Higher Education Committee, is going to have a very similar bill, and they're going to be hearing theirs fairly soon, too. So, yeah, when you have two bills, that doubles your chances. And so, to me, I don't care if it's his bill that gets passed or mine, as long as one of them does. And we're going to work very, very closely together. Hopefully, we'll get ours out of the Senate committee and out the Senate floor and then go to the House within the next month or so, and vice versa. So I'd love to hear his bill over here in the Senate as soon as we can. The hearing on Wednesday went, I think, very well and went very quickly. And that's because most of the work had been done before the bill was ever heard. I've had a chance to work with the organization called Council on Public Higher Ed, which is the 13 university presidents. So we worked a lot with them, also with community colleges, to come up with some common ground before the bill was presented. So I think when you do a lot of your homework and all that hard, heavy lifting beforehand, it makes for the hearings to go fairly quickly.